what we're looking at is a pedestal, probably made out of concrete, and then a statue of William Seward sitting on top of that, so made out of bronze.
So, is there a design?
No, not yet. Well, I mean, that'll be up, a lot of that will be up to the artist, because we'll have to contract with an artist for the actual design of the statue. And we may work on the base, but we'd probably like to work with the artist, too, as to what an appropriate height of the base is and what an appropriate material is used for the base. But it'll be at least a life-size statue, maybe even larger, because Seward was not a tall man. He was my height. So it might be a little more appropriate to make him a little taller and make him a little more impressive.
I'm guessing you're about 5'8", 5'9"?
That's generous.
What's the timeline for this project?
Well, we don't have a specific timeline, but the idea is to do it by 2017, which is the 150th anniversary. So sometime between now and then, do the fundraising, the design of the statue, the design of the pedestal, have it made, which is going to take some time, and then have it installed. So the end product is going to be sometime in 2017, which would mark the 150th anniversary.
This is, I think, state property here.
Correct.
And so you have to get special permission from
right. Department of Administration.
Okay.
Department of Administration is the agency that's charged with facilities management and property management. And so this plaza is under their authority, and so they gave permission earlier this year that this site could be used for that statue. They thought it was an appropriate use, and they're in favor of it. Actually, there were people here from the Department of Administration that made this possible. They actually built the box that we used for the groundbreaking, and Gareth Jones was here as representing Department of Administration, Division of General Services.
And I noticed some of the folks, I didn't see you wearing a name tag.
I forgot to bring it today.
Oh, you're a member of the cabinet.
John is pretty generous in appointing members to his cabinet. So
I think
mine is Secretary of Architecture.
Oh. and what's the idea behind that?
I think he just wants to acknowledge people that are helping and maybe, make us more committed to the project. So, but it works. It's not something that I would have needed a badge to be in favor of. It's a good project. I think it's appropriate that Alaska have some commemoration of a person that's very influential in Alaska's history.